I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
As I've told you, Charlie Austin and I managed to break into Madame Cornelius's swell little antique shop, a veritable treasure house we found. Discovering a goldsmith's furnace in the basement, I was led to a certain conclusion, which you've probably reached too. Back at Madame's house with Barbara and Charlie, we examined the contents of her safe, which we'd brought with us from the antique shop. We learned from newspaper cuttings we'd lifted from the safe of robberies from tourists arriving in America, who, having purchased antique silver goods, were robbed on arrival. Suddenly the phone rang, and Barbara, impersonating Madame on the phone, was informed by the police that they were sending a car for her at once. "It's obvious, Barbara. You and Charlie must get away now. I'll release Madame and stick around. I must try and hear what goes on. Now, off with you both. I'll join you at the flat." Oh, that won't do. Should have left the door open. I'd better do it myself. Now for Madame and her little playmates. Are you still there, Madame?
Yes, you swine. Once let me get out of this and I'll skin you alive.
Well, that's not very ladylike of you. As a matter of fact, my dear, I've come to undo those very uncomfortable knots and let you go.
The worse for you.
Oh, I don't think so. You'll be very stiff for quite a time. I know, you see, having been similarly treated by you.
Let's have some light on the subject. I want to get a good look at you.
I prefer a dim light, Madame. Now, keep still.
You're asking for trouble.
No, and don't try anything you regret. I hate getting rough with a lady. Besides, I have news for you. Now, hold it. The police are due here in about 1 minute.
Police? Why?
Apparently, your antique shop in South Audley Street has been broken into. The police are sending a car for you.
But I don't wish to go there. How do you know all this?
They just telephoned that Inspector Ford is on his way to take you to the scene of your crime.
My crime? Say, what do you know? By heck, it was you broke in there.
Like your late and eminent president, I cannot tell a lie.
Then...
Yes, I know quite a lot, but I'll strike a bargain with you.
Go on.
I'll not testify against you, nor tell the inspector what I know, provided...
Go on.
Provided you and yours don't give a too detailed description of me to the inspector.
That's easy. I haven't yet had a good look at you.
All the better. That, I think, will be the inspector. So now to release this hand so that you may greet him properly. There.
Ooh!
I said no funny tricks, Madame. Sorry I can't stay to pay that one back. Oh, give this to the inspector at a favorable opportunity, will you? I'm getting out of this window now. Au revoir.
Anyone at home?
Yes, Inspector. Upstairs, please. You can help me.
Coming. Madame Cornelius?
Yes, of course. Look, there's a friend of mine under the bed.
Dear, dear.
Please, cut out the gags. He's tied up, and there's another one in that cupboard.
All right. Compel you attend to that.
Roger.
Now, Madame... You apparently got my telephone message about your shop.
The message was passed on to me.
You answered the phone yourself.
Listen, I haven't answered any phone call over the last 4 or 5 hours. I've been tied up.
Well, it was certainly a woman's voice.
A woman? Say, I don't get this. Untie me and let's sit down while your cop looks after my friends. And Bernay and you, Henry. Not a word, see?
There's something here I can't understand.
Thank you. Well, maybe you can understand this gadget, this feather.
Grey goose feather.
Is that what it is? I wouldn't know.
How did you get this?
It was given to me by the son of Satan who lashed me onto that bed with string and who tied up Bernay there and shut Henry in a cupboard.
The grey goose.
He's the man, too, who burgled my shop. Which reminds me, any time we had a look-see to find if anything is missing?
That was the original intention of the local police, madam. But a feather like this was found near the safe.
Was the safe open?
It was. But let me go on, please. These feathers have a deep significance to my department. Hence the constable who discovered the break-in obeyed instructions and had me informed.
You've been there yourself, then?
I have, and made a complete examination of the premises. Madam?
Well, what now?
I did not care for some of the things I saw there.
Such as what?
I'll tell you later. In the meantime, kindly describe this man who tied you up and whom you allege broke into your shop.
He was rather tall. Well, you know, I didn't get a real square look at him.
Well, do the best you can. You say he was tall? Moustache?
No moustache. Clean shaven.
Fair or dark?
I couldn't say for certain. As I said, I didn't get a real clear view of him.
Pity.
Well, what about getting a move on and let's see the damage at the shop?
We're not going to the shop, madam. I'm taking you to Scotland Yard for further questioning.
Say, what is all this? Why have I got to be questioned?
I told you just now I was not quite satisfied with what I saw at the shop. Experts are up there now making a specific examination. In the meantime, you come with me to the yard.
Not on your life. Bernay, Henry, jump this flat foot.
Capel, hook up those two.
Let me go.
As for you, madam, you're being very silly to resist. I hate using force on a woman, but if you insist, you can have it. All right, now down to the car. Bring the others, Capel. Come on.
Well, it was worth staying around for. Ben Ford's a smart cookie. Apparently, he took the hint. I imagine he's going to figure largely in the news in the very near future. I must ring him up shortly.
Inspector Ford here.
A call for you. Personal, sir.
And caller mention his name?
No, sir. He just said, Grey Goose. Do you hear me, sir?
Yes, I heard you. Shove him through.
Shall I endeavour to trace the call, sir?
Oh, don't be an idiot. Chap always rings from a public call box. By the time we got there, it had vanished. Hello?
Good day to you, my dear inspector.
What do you want?
My needs are few, sir. As a matter of fact, I'm not at the receiving end on this occasion. I'm giving.
Well, all right, give.
Personally, I'm very glad you took the hint I gave you.
You mean your darn feathers at South Audley Street and Cheney Walk?
Yes, exactly. And I think everyone will have cause to congratulate you on a smart arrest and the exposure of quite a big conspiracy.
All right. Thank you for the feathers this time. Any more?
Oh, but yes, Inspector. Oh, definitely. There are a few more hints forthcoming.
Well, I may as well listen.
Then do so. Firstly, I presume you read the newspaper cuttings I left around.
I did, and I realized at once the idea behind the robberies in New York. Almost every client of Madame Cornelius who purchased the candelabra here was immediately robbed over the other side. And I know why.
That is most perspicacious of you. By the way, that very handsome lady didn't take your arresting her quietly, did she? Very tough and strong for a woman. You seem to find her quite a handful.
How the devil do you know?
Oh, my dear Inspector, I was there.
You were there? At Cheney Walk when I made the arrest?
Yeah, but yes, I was outside the window of that room, hanging on to a rainwater pipe. A very precarious hold I had, too.
You seem very active for an elderly gentleman.
Oh, I do, don't I?
Just
one thing more. One of the candelabra in the Cheney Walk house belongs to me. Would you be good enough to leave it for me?
Where?
I'm not so easily tricked, Inspector. Leave it with an assistant commissioner for his sideboard.
Look here, you... But... All right, have your joke. How shall I know which one is yours? Got your initials on it, eh?
Indeed, yes. G.G. Before I ring off, Inspector, where is our stately madame?
She's with the other women in the remand cells.
Oh, dear.
Well, now you're back amongst us. For heaven's sake, explain. Charlie and I are completely mystified. The paper this morning says that Inspector Ebenezer Ford made a very successful raid, and it resulted in the uncovering of a clever gold smuggling racket. Arrests followed, including the principal criminal, Madame Alva Cornelius, well known, etc., etc. The reporter goes on to say that the tip to the police originated from that strange and elusive character, the Grey Goose, who, apparently evil in many ways, contrives to do good in others.
Oh, how nice. Well, here's how it goes. Charlie and I discovered the gold, probably stolen, was smelted down at South Audley Street and poured into the hollow candelabra. These were then skillfully joined together again. Mm-hmm. Now, Madame did a big trade with overseas tourists. Mr. Cyrus K. Something of New York would purchase a pair of candelabra, pay duty in America, not very high on that personal stuff, and presumably place them on his solid mahogany whatnot.
And then what?
Madame's connections over there would stage a little robbery. Cyrus K. loses his candelabra, and about 20 ounces of gold would find its illicit way into wrong hands.
Oh.
Madame, of course, notified them in advance of Cyrus's arrival. Multiply that game many times a year, and, well, hey, presto.
I see. But what about the ads? £1,000 reward.
Ah, that wasn't for prying eyes like mine. Looking over the old ads, I found that sum varied. It meant that was the quantity that could be handled on that occasion. Don't be late, be on time, and such phrases meant clients were waiting. Ford's got all the cuttings, ads, books, etc., and he'll soon work that out. By the way, Charlie and I collected quite a wad of notes from Madame's safe. We'll send that to, a hospital this time, eh?
Yes. Mark it, a present from a lady.
Gone. That weren't no lady.
What?
That was Cornelius Alverick. Big-time smuggler. Ran a successful business as a woman for about 10 years.
A man? But that magnificent figure.
My dear, there are other people in this world besides motorists who say, God bless Mr. Dunlop.
And so our modern Robin Hood again pulls a fast one. Be listening again to the next four-part adventure of The Grey Goose.